You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. This is your favorite host, Josh, here. If you watch my video from this week, you'll catch up on that. Welcome back to another episode. I think that, what is this, 26? Is
this episode? This will be 26.
We've got Jason here. The seat next to me, which is normally Blake's, is empty right now. He'll be here in just a second. But we also have a guest. This will be our first guest to officially swim in the cesspool.
In the cesspool.
Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Feeling kind of sussy tonight, boys.
So what's everybody been up to?
I'm feeling good right now, man. So yeah. on the drive over, I listened to that song by Logic, the suicide prevention
song.
Yeah. Got me all...
I love that song.
Hyped up, you know what I'm saying?
Logic's really good.
It's a roller coaster of emotions in that song. It kind of brings you down right in the beginning, but by the end of it you're like, man, I just want to be alive.
So I heard the beer
it was under the table.
So what I thought it was like a clip added in from the, because I'm like, I don't see beer anywhere, I just hear the sound of it.
I've really stepped up my producer game.
Yeah, he
sound
he did
effects
that.
Didn't even know I was fucking here this whole time.
Oh, right there. We're 2 minutes into the show and Blake's already dropped one.
Haven't even been here the whole time. Instantly, first
excited.
Sentence.
Oh, just excited.
Always.
I'm excited. Alrighty. I think we're going to have a great show tonight.
I got something.
Uh-oh. He's got something.
I want to start it off.
Bring it in. Ooh. Let's just get right to it tonight.
Man, well, before we get started, I got a special treat for Jason here.
Uh-oh.
I had some leftover land sharks.
Oh, man.
So that's for you.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Nothing for you two over there.
The guest.
Just for him.
How does the guest bring stuff for us? Aren't we supposed to present the guest with stuff?
Whatever.
No, this is not how the Shane Edmonds Show works. You bring something for us.
This is the pool. We do things
like
backwards.
He's an avid listener and knows that I'd like the land shark.
And I know it's not it's not the right season for it. We had some left over from the summer. And I was like, you know what? Let me pack that. That's
he don't care. He'll drink it whenever.
Care.
He'll probably drink it right now.
As soon as I finish this Mick Ultra, I'm gonna get right in that land.
Blake has done got you on the Mick Ultra. What's up with that?
Goes down
they
like water.
Are, well, yeah. Well, I kind of like Coors Light, but they're. They're better. Other for, yeah, I'm on the health kick right now.
No, that's true. I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm on the health kick.
95 calories.
Is that it? No, I think it's less than that.
I thought it was 94.
2.6 carbs.
95 calories.
How many
yeah,
carbs?
That's what we're
2.6 carbs.
Whew.
On the money. That's the only beer
well, you got
Blake
sitting
drinks.
Over there.
I
he
see
knows.
You losing the weight already.
I mean, all right, you ready for this?
Go at it.
Do your guys' nipples ever chafe or go raw?
All the time in the winter.
Never.
Winter?
All the time in the winter.
Yes.
Only in the ocean.
Because, like, they,
really?
They just, like they stay so hard cool. all winter long. And then I just have, I got the shirt rubbing up against it all day. It's hell. It is
no,
hell.
I have never.
Sometimes I'm like, I just want to buy some. I'm, what's his, Anthony Cuomo from New York. I need to get some Band-Aids
some
and cover
tape.
Them all up.
Good God, no. I've
I got the runner's nips.
Well,
you
right,
can tell us all
right,
about this.
All right, here you go. Good story. I ran with a guy. I'm not going to say his name. Not a heavy set guy, but he was on the bigger side.
Mm-hmm.
He would, at every race, his nipples would chafe, and they would start
they
to
would
bleed.
Bleed.
They would
oh.
bleed.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know how those uniforms are. They're not rented, but they're universal.
Yeah.
No, he had his own. That was his uniforms because they were stained at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Forget that.
No.
I've never had them to the point where they've bled. But
ran a whole marathon.
It's worse.
What made you think that?
Because
we had chafed nipples.
It's seasonal for me as well. And like I get in the shower today, and like the hot water hit it, and it like felt like they were getting ripped apart.
I've never. But see, look at my hands though.
Oh yeah, you get the cracks all in you. I mean,
you see that?
I got baby hands.
Are you serious?
Things are like.
I mean,
the stuff we do.
I haven't worked the past 2 days, so my hands are—they're nice and soft right now.
My fingertips feel like 36 grit sandpaper.
Have you ever? Do you use microfiber towels at all?
Oh, they still
stick.
You just touch it and just.
I feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
No, I got baby hands. They bathe in Purell all day long.
You got to think my hands are like
other than that one tip
Bondo dust. You know, lacquer thinner, all kind of solvents.
Yeah.
You
could probably smooth them out with some Bondo and just like
I wouldn't be surprised if I get like some kind of hand cancer at some point. In my
you
life.
Probably will.
It's probably all the stuff you breathe in. Festering.
It'll be from the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, you can blame it on that in 10 years and call in when that commercial is. Oh, yeah. Have you or a family member been affected by the COVID vaccine from 2020?
If you
when you wake up to pee at 2 a.m.
if you had COVID in the 2020 pandemic. Call now.
Well, there's
before Donald Trump dies, we are suing the hell out of him.
There's a website you can go to see like where you're at on track for the vaccine.
We're not
dead last.
Yeah, dead last.
I was like 3 million out of Virginia, and then it
goes,
so
they call your name?
No. You put you're
getting the man all worked
you put
up.
In
I was
your,
like, what?
You put in your county, your age, and then like what you do. For work, so it was like essential, non-essential teacher, nurse type deal. It had like 5 options, and then it was, do you have underlying health conditions?
Yes.
And so it goes through like the United States, state, county, just like that. I was like 16,000 in the county.
Well, now don't we have Moderna's about to get approved? Did they get approved today?
They were voting for it today.
Were they voting for it today? Okay. So now we'll have another vaccine.
Well, I mean, are they going to be any different? Are they really that different?
Well, Moderna's is only one shot, where Pfizer's is you have to go back for a second shot.
What?
Yeah. You have to go
what
back
if
like
I don't
28,
get the
29.
Second shot?
Then you're not, just, you're not protected.
What?
It's like only wearing half a condom.
I just heard that.
That's
brand new
information.
Just covering the tip.
I had no idea.
Not the condom
was
part, the second shot part.
I had no idea it was a two-phase.
Yeah, yeah. The Pfizer one is 2 different shots. It's like 28 or 29 days later.
I saw
that. Dun, dun, dun. Isn't that a movie? Isn't that a movie?
28 days later.
28 days later?
A listener shared this on Facebook today. He said, Pfizer, congratulations to Pfizer on the new COVID-19 vaccine, the same company that makes Viagra. I have complete faith in the new vaccine. If a company can raise the dead, they can certainly cure the living.
That's a good marketing ploy right there.
It is.
Yeah.
So, we got 2 things on the
Let's start
board.
With the top one. I love this topic.
All right. Did we talk about this before?
I don't know if we talked about it
on the show,
but I know
we
us two. Yes, yes.
Right here at the table.
If it's
okay,
the,
so.
It's, the top,
if,
it's not been on the show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
There we go.
He's our historian.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that guy Ken from Jeopardy. I knew everything about your
Jeopardy,
show.
Yes.
All right. So we've talked about it. If you live local to Mechanicsville, you have seen a RAV4 all tagged up. Looks like it belongs in Jurassic
You might not
Park.
Know it's a RAV4 if you don't know vehicles that well, but there is a vehicle that is completely wrapped to look like the Jurassic Park Explorer.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
It looks very good.
New
That's
RAV4?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a newer one. Yeah. Yeah.
Newer.
Okay. So, and we've discussed this off air numerous times. Like we're texting. Oh, I just saw it. You know, whatever.
Well, I used to tell him all the time when I was running a route, a different route for work. There was a Jeep down there that it wasn't the green and yellow. It was like gray and just gray and black.
Oh, the gray and red one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was always parked at this shop I used to go to.
I've seen some of those at shops. Yeah. Of course, they're older Jeeps. But
yeah.
This past week, I saw a Jeep on Mechanicsville Turnpike all wrapped up in the, and it was quite badass.
Was it a 2-door, 4-door?
I don't know. I didn't pay that. I just noticed that it
was
like,
oh, there it is.
And I'm like,
wrapped as the dress.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we know there's 2 in Mechanicsville.
And I'm competing. Just like, you know, the phone's in the pocket and I'm driving.
You got the seatbelt. You're trying to fight around the seatbelt.
I don't even care about snapping. I just want a picture. And of course, it, you know.
By the time you get to it, it's gone.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. So anybody, if any of our listeners from the Mechanicsville area, do you know these people?
Yeah, send us some details.
Like, we want some deets on this.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to know. I'm going to wrap my truck like that. I need prices.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I refuse to get a Shane Edmonds show wrap, but I'll get a Jurassic Park wrap.
Yeah. So the next thing,
I think,
on
if
the
you
board,
got a Shane Edmonds show wrap, you'd have like tomatoes and
they're probably
stuff thrown at
egg. I'd have the bolognese thrown on it.
There,
throw
those,
the stain.
There are those 8 holes.
That's why I haven't bought a hoodie yet. You go out in public, I'm like, hey, you, Mr. Shane Edmonds guy.
The best is when we get like emails or messages and it's like, hey, Shane.
Hey, Shane. Yeah.
Like, you idiot.
I'm not going to disclose where y'all's name came from, but I was texting Josh beforehand and I was thoroughly upset. Away.
Come closer.
Come closer. Closer. Yeah,
I was thoroughly upset when I found out how the name was yeah, come to be.
It's tricky.
And I'm like, that was going to be my first question I asked you guys tonight. And just a text to figure out what time we're meeting. Now I know.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's, we like to keep people on their toes.
Yes.
It's, you know, simple.
That's enough.
We just simple. Couldn't think of anything else.
It rolls, works, though.
It flows.
Beautiful. It does flow.
Except when you're trying to make a video and you're like, hey, this is bigger than Shane Edmund Show's t-shirt store. Too many S's.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I hate making videos.
I do too. I usually have to make like 3 or 4, oh my God, before I get one that works.
It's so bad.
I did. All right. So the one I did with the American flag in the back, it was like, yeah,
I saw
takes.
It like hit you. It
was and like, I was like, I'm not doing this again. I'm just stepping forward. And I was like, oh, of course, the wind.
I told Ash, I was like, I'm just going to need you to record me because I was like, selfie mode just isn't cutting it out right now.
What do we need to do? We need to go old school with a selfie stick.
Probably got one still somewhere.
They make little stands for your phone.
Yeah, like, yeah. Little tripods.
For TikTok.
Yeah, for TikTok.
Let's just get a light ring.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the TikTok that is.
By now, I'm assuming all of y'all have heard about the American Airlines situation. A little 2-year-old girl got booted. For not wearing a mask?
Yeah, a 2-year-old.
2-year-old.
Because she wouldn't keep it on, right?
Yeah. Screaming, hollering, whatever. So I heard an interview this week. I told you all to listen to it.
I had already heard it when you told us.
I hadn't heard about it till you told me.
Did you hear the interview, though?
Yeah, he put it on his Facebook.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he posted the video.
Of her talking?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was side by side.
I was mind blown.
Oh, yeah.
I was mind blown.
Like,
so,
did the part where she had on their Instagram, what are your chances of catching COVID on a plane? And it said almost non-existent.
Well,
that's what American Airlines posted.
You understand the reason why, right?
Yeah.
The air is recirculated surgically. It is brought in and cleaned.
Filtered. Multiple times.
Multiple times and then put back in. So it is literally the cleanest place for you to be as just a standard citizen. Like, yeah, if you go somewhere that is, you know, away from other people, yeah, whatever. But the best place for you to be traveling is on a plane.
Yeah. No, I don't
get you one of those flights to nowhere.
But they banned the daughter.
They banned. All right, so
can I just leave her? Can I just leave the daughter? And the parents go, I'm willing to wear it. She's being a jerk.
Let's backtrack some. Let's backtrack for those that haven't heard.
Yeah.
Parents, 2-year-old girl, board American Airlines flight. Okay. They take off or get on the runway or whatever. I don't think they got in the air, but they literally pulled away from the gate. And the captain comes over. I guess the stewardess or whoever, whatever you call them these days. Stewardess, I feel like, is the
flight attendant.
Sexist.
It's a flight attendant now. So they were asked by a couple different people, you know, whatever. And they were just like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's a 2-year-old.
She's not going to keep it on.
We're trying, but she's screaming and hollering. They're sitting in like the back of the plane, right? And so they pull off, and the next thing you know, the captain's like, we got to
revert back
to, because we have an issue. And, like, they knew it was about them.
Yeah.
And that's when they start kind of recording.
Who complained?
I don't think anybody complained.
Was it a flight attendant?
I think it was just a flight attendant.
Just being a freaking idiot?
Like, this is the rules. These are our rules.
What is every individual? Has to wear a mask.
If I try to take Ellie on a flight,
it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Mace ain't wearing it.
No.
Yeah. Literally before I got here, Mace brought Marshall's face mask. Marshall's 5, brought Marshall's face mask. And to him, it was play. He put it on, he ripped it off. He put it on, he ripped it off.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get out of a 2-year-old. That's
absolutely
what you're going to get. 3-year-old, maybe 4, young 4, you can get them to comprehend it because we didn't think Marshall was going
to
get it.
Are they having to wear them at daycare now? How's Carissa doing with it?
He doesn't have to because it's 5 and under.
Okay.
The governor's rule.
Gotcha. Marshall's good. Marshall's excellent at it. Right. We from day one, before it was mandatory for everybody, 5 and above, Marshall was doing it because our daycare preferred it that way. And we were fine with that.
Yeah.
We weren't going to bat an eye. We love our daycare.
Yeah.
Same. I can say the same.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I love my daycare.
Your daycare?
The daycare that our kids go to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, whatever they do is kind of like how it's going to be. Yeah. I don't want to change daycares. But anyway, so they get kicked off the flight. And they ban the child, the two-year-old, from flying. Not the parents, but the child.
Yeah, the parents were still allowed to get on the flight, apparently.
But the two-year-old's banned from American Airlines. All right.
How long? Forever?
Maybe it might have just been that Lord flight. Knows. Who knows? But
anyway, so here's the funny thing. In the same interview, I believe, did she say Katie Couric?
She was on
American Airlines flight with her daughter that's 2 years
old.
Oh,
was she? Is it? I only saw the clip, which might not have been the whole interview. I don't know.
So yes, and that's how this started.
This was only like a 2, maybe 3 minute clip.
All right, no, so this is like a whole half episode.
Oh, okay, all right.
They talk about this. You are killing us
tonight.
That's
me. I'm sorry. I'm too far. I need to lean forward.
Yeah, that's kind of, look at the rest of us.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. You take your headphones off and like listen for the sound. I'm like, it's me in my ugly jacket.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
So,
first timer, it's okay.
Yeah. So, y'all killing me. Where were we? I lost my train of thought.
The Today Show or whatever.
Yeah, Katie Couric. I think so. I think that's what she said. Somebody.
She went on one of those the morning shows, didn't she?
But I'm saying this other lady, I'm pretty sure it was a famous person, was on an American Airlines flight at the same time with their 2-year-old in first class without a mask.
Well, it's because she's elite.
So this is where it got and brought in big old, you know, hoopla. This is where it made big hoopla.
But I guess, devil's advocate here, in first class, are they more than 6 feet? I've never been in first class.
No.
Are they more than 6 feet apart?
There's no
way.
There's no.
Okay, I don't know. That's devil's advocate
coming in here. I don't know about American Airlines. I've flown Delta, and I'm going to tell you what, first class ain't worth the extra money. You get like an extra 6 inches of elbow room. I'm not paying the extra.
Is that if 5.5 feet makes it 6 feet? Or
I don't know. Like you just.
No, we all know if you're a popular governor in California or New York.
In Virginia. You can go on the beach without a mask right after mandating everybody wear a mask.
You can make the rules, but you don't have to follow them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all of government.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so that's how that got started, though.
Yeah.
Right? This big hoopla, whatever. Ban the kid. But now you're getting backstory, right, in this interview. The parents are legal immigrants.
Yes.
They left communist socialist countries to come be Americans.
For civil liberties.
To get away from this BS. And here she is. This is the same crap we left our country for.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it was an awesome interview. If anybody wants to hear the interview, you can check out Dear America.
I think Graham Allen, Dear America. My favorite part was the part where she pulled up the Instagram from American Airlines. And
yeah.
That was their post said, "What are your chances of catching COVID on an airline?" And it said almost non-existent or something like that.
Beautiful.
It was very beautiful. Slim. And she's like, "So this is what you're going to do to somebody who's
almost not
going to catch something." You know what I mean? So
it's episode 146. Of Dear America, if you want to listen to that whole story
good
yourself.
Stuff.
It was a really good interview.
We'll post a link.
Yeah, we can do that for them. So, moving on. Anything else? What's next? Let's roll on us and something.
I ain't got nothing. I'm unprepared.
Jason said he was coming with all kinds of stuff for Matt. He said he was going to grill Matt.
I don't want to grill Matt.
We got cousin Matt in the house.
While he's pulling it up, like, you know when you get ready for like your first date? And you're like all
you got
nervous
those
and like
butterflies
think you got the butterflies and all that.
No, I'm not. It's not
that was me this whole day. It was me yesterday. I'm like, so I get home earlier than Mallory. I get the kids ready. I was like, hey, I'm going to cook. I'm going to clean up. And it got to be about like, what did I text you around? Like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to go. Like, I'm like, yeah, I was like, okay, I got to make sure. Let me check the distance. So
I'm
going
to sweat through my shirt. I got to change this thing.
I got 2 layers of deodorant on. Yeah. Like, I was nervous. So I'm like, dude, 2 of them are my cousins. Yeah. Like, if you're his brother-in-law, like, it's not like it's like brand new people I'm meeting.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What you got for me? Grill me.
I'm not grilling you. Before we get into what I want to discuss with you, I want to. Did y'all hear what President Trump's attorney Jenna Ellis said?
Nope.
On the day that the electoral college cast their official ballot.
Which was that ballot. Wednesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that.
Tuesday.
The 15th?
Yeah.
Monday. I'm sorry, Monday.
Oh, 14th. That was the 14th. Okay.
Yep. All right, here we go. Let me read this to you real quick.
Read it on out.
Now, this is, man, I have no idea. There is truth to this because we're going to backtrack after I say that. But today, what's his name? McConnell?
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch yeah. McConnell told all the Republican senators, don't oppose the electoral ballots.
Yeah.
Don't question it. Like, let's just get on with our life, right?
He, for lack of better terms, endorsed the electoral college.
Yeah. He has. Yeah, and he told everybody not to oppose.
Don't throw a stink up about it.
Yeah. So let me read this. This is going to give some backstory on that. Today, the Electoral College votes will be sealed and sent by special carrier to Washington, where they will remain sealed until January 6th, when the House and Senate will come into a joint session to open the votes. The media is going to make you believe that it's all over and Joe Biden is now officially president. On January 6th, Nancy Pelosi will sit down with the rest of the House members, as she has no special power or authority over this hearing. Vice President Mike Pence will have all the authority as President of the Senate for that day and will accept or reject motions to decide the next steps by the Assembly. Remember, Mike Pence is in full authority that day, as written in the Constitution. The ballots will be certified today, but that means nothing. The votes will be opened, and at that point, one House member could, and most likely will, raise their hand to object to the Vice President on the state of the electors' votes. That objection could cover fraud or any other reason. And with the seconding of that objection, everything changes. Everything. The House and Senate will divide for at least 2 hours to debate and then vote. The vote will be per senator, with the vice president being the deciding vote if needed in the Senate, while the vote in the House will be only one vote per delegation, per state, not per House member. The Republicans have 30 delegation votes compared to the Democrats' 20 delegation votes. If this scenario were to run true, President Trump gets reelected. The Democrats, the media, the social networks, and the globalists around the world will come unhinged, and chaos will erupt immediately.
Was this a Facebook post?
It absolutely would.
This is from
the unraveling of this nation.
That's what I've seen, because I was like, I've seen that verbatim. I didn't read all the way, but
this is her like press release on Monday, and it goes on to say, President Trump is trying to do the right thing and go through the courts first. Expose all the fraud, but we all know that none of the courts, even the Supreme Courts, wanted to touch this issue with a 10-foot pole. Now, we talked about last time, the Texas lawsuit.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Since the last recording, that got shot down.
Yes, the Supreme Court
denied that request.
Yeah. It's on premise of it's a sticky situation.
Well,
Supreme Court Judge
Alitis and Clarence Thomas. I sound like an idiot.
I think Thomas.
Yeah,
I
Thomas. Think. So both of them came out publicly and said, "This is why we rejected that lawsuit."
It's not that we don't want to hear the case.
So there was a clause in that lawsuit. If they had accepted it. They put in this lawsuit that if the Supreme Court sees this case, it halts the election process until the lawsuit's over with.
Which can take years.
This is why they turned that down. It's not because there's not evidence. It's because it was unconstitutional to stop the election process.
So it sounds like the Trump law team shot themselves in the foot. Texas shot themselves in the foot in this case.
Somebody put that in there. I've been doing a lot of research. There is really no constitutional law on the election at all. If you look into the Constitution, it just says, you know, like Congress can make the dates and whatever. So this is where the lawsuit comes in, is because Congress sets the dates. This is when the votes have to be counted by certified, whatever. How it's done But the state... some of these states change things without going through their state's representation.
Yes.
They just, the attorney general or whoever, the state just said, oh, we're just going to take an extra week to count ballots because they're mail-in, but didn't do it legally to change the date.
What makes it the sticky situation is you're creating a precedence for a state to sue another state over their laws. So the typical response has been Texas could now sue California for abortion laws because people are leaving Texas to go get, or vice versa.
People are leaving California to go to Texas
for, you know, abortions. No matter how you feel about either situation, the thing is you would create unrest between the states because now you've opened up that door that, once it opens, you can't close it.
It's like a Pandora's box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
you open it, it's open.
I agree with that. no doubt.
Oh, God.
But what's happened. There's something's not right, though. Something smells fishy, period. I think, we always know that there's been voter fraud. Every year, every time we vote, the Democrats get 100% of the dead vote. I think the Republicans really need to, you know,
start knocking back on dead people's door.
They really need to get back into that grassroots and get out there and get that dead vote. You know what I mean?
They need a better marketing plan.
Yeah. Yeah. They never get the dead vote.
I wrote it in my will, so.
Dead vote goes.
It goes to the right.
I love it. Yeah, no. So I wanted to touch that. I mean, update the people on that specific stuff. I'm curious. And now you got McConnell saying, don't object the vote.
I really do think nothing's going to happen. I think January 6th comes, they open it, I think it's 2 hours, they go back to their chambers, they do their thing, they're going to come back January 6th, he's going to be, you know, touted declared president-elect, even though the media wants to call him that now, he is president-elect as of January 6th, and the 20th, he's going to be voted into office, move on. I'm telling you, nothing's going to happen.
So you don't think somebody like Dan Crenshaw is going to stand up and object it?
Somebody's going to object it.
Ted Cruz?
It's going to be squashed on the 6th.
You don't think
nothing's going to go past the 6th?
I heard it here first.
We'll see. I mean,
legal representative Matt has told us all.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's great.
I like what you're saying. I
hope it's true. There's a part of me that hopes it's true, but the other side is like the chaos that will erupt.
I'm telling you, it'll be the unraveling of this nation.
It's going to be the next civil war. It will be. I'm prepared for it.
Who's going to win? The Republicans who has a gun safe in their house, or the Democrats who they don't even know how to hold?
They don't even want to defund the police.
They don't even have a Nerf gun sitting in their house.
Santa Claus said there ain't no damn Nerf guns this year.
He did, didn't he?
Dude.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that was just, man, it's just, there's a lot of crazy stuff. And some of it, I'm like, oh, that's so far-fetched, like reading that. Mm-hmm. Then you look into it and like, that's legit constitutional law right there. Mm-hmm. That could very well possibly happen. I think people, I do agree with Matt. I think at this point, like McConnell's just like, look, I mean, we're going to start another civil war. We're just all trying to move on.
Like,
yeah, let's just get through the next 4 years.
Is McConnell the one in the video you sent us today?
No, that's Nadler.
Oh, my God. That's what I was laughing at because you were talking about.
Jerry Nadler.
You were talking about.
Pooped his pants on live TV.
Literally. We were talking about charts last week.
They must listen to the Shane Edmonds show.
He had full on. I think it was runny.
We'll post the link to the video.
We're not going
to
spend 10 minutes talking about poop again, but.
Please do.
It was pretty disgusting.
There you go.
And Pelosi's standing there like,
the way he's trying to shuffle out.
And then he shovels.
I see what he's doing. He's trying to shuffle past the board right there.
Oh, no, it gets worse as the video goes on.
Pelosi keeps talking.
Like, he holds on to the podium. He's like, oh, God.
So I was upstairs when you sent it to me, so I sent it to Ashley, and I said, cut your sound on. And all I hear is... And I mean, I was upstairs putting on my, like, getting dressed, and I was instantly crying.
Marie was in her office when she pulled up the video. It was quiet.
Well, Ashley was like, was that fake? And I was like, no, look at his face and watch him walk.
Watch him, watch the full thing all the way through, like him trying to walk away. It's
hey, look,
something happened.
Is, look, y'all like to trip me up with the mics being hot up in here. He literally just got done speaking.
Oh, did y'all? All right, speaking of that, did y'all? I don't know who it was. It was a short Instagram clip that I saw. It was a guy. It was off in like the side view of a podium. I think it was a governor. He's standing there. He puts his mask on, just the surgical mask. Then he walks 5 feet to the public's view, to the podium, takes the mask off. It's all a masquerade. That's funny. It's all a masquerade.
It is.
It's.
He didn't even have one.
Yeah.
He didn't. Pelosi did.
Mm-hmm. Nadler didn't even have one.
She pulls it down to talk to the same mic he just got done spitting all over. Like
that mic. Spitting like Slim.
Like what? Yeah. What?
Did y'all sanitize this mic? I don't know if I'm okay with Kippy's spit.
Well, it's been a while since he's been on.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, all yeah.
Right. It's all been right.
Good.
That was before Thanksgiving. So you're good. It's been almost a month.
I think Buffalo Bill was on there after Kippy was.
Bootstrap Bill.
Mm. We have 18 different nicknames.
Oh, because I'm outnumbered tonight, company wise. I told T O Double D today. I was like, "You coming over?" He was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "I'm outnumbered." He said, "Just call me up on the phone." So let's dabble a little bit into last week's topic of socialism.
We did talk about socialism in general.
That's what I wanted to touch on. I texted him about it. I was like,
for socialism, right? If we went by your standard of every mechanic makes 100, every uniform driver makes 60,
65,
McDonald's worker makes 35, what you create is a society of laziness in the sense of, well, if that means I can, for us over here who runs routes, right? Well, I'm just going to do the easiest route available. And I'm just going to stick on that, and I'm going to do...
Just going to get by.
Never try to advance, never try to do anything.
There is no easy route.
And then for you, right?
There is no easy route.
You're 100% commission, you said. That's what drives you to make the 100. That's what drives you to make the money you do, because of the work you have to do to make that. So for me, I hate the idea of socialism, because it's going to create... It's not going to happen instantaneously. What's going to happen is 2, 3, 4 generations is you get laziness... And contentment, which is, everybody thinks contentment's great. It's not.
No, it's not.
Because we need to strive for better.
Oh, yeah.
When thinking about your dad, when thinking about my dad, when thinking about, you know, we always think we're going to do better than our previous generations. Mm-hmm. We're going to be better than our ancestors. That's what capitalism is about, being better than what we came from.
Well, my utopian socialism, let me make it clear, I'm not for socialism, but I was just saying, if you could paint, a utopian socialism, it was this, and this. But what I'm saying is,
that's a good one.
My utopian version was like, if you're not happy making what you're making as a McDonald's employee, you can move up to a uniform driver or a mechanic or, you know, HVAC, you know what I'm saying? You're still not stuck.
Yeah,
there's still room for drive and improvement.
The last flaw in that system is I pay for the guy who works on my truck because he's the best in my area.
I'll call him out.
Jimmy at Vrana Automotive, the reason I use him is because every time I've taken my vehicle to him is he's done the best job. The reason I don't take it to a quick lube shop is because those guys aren't going to care about it.
They don't.
But Jimmy does, because Jimmy's 100% commission on what he just did.
I agree with that. No, I agree 100% with that. I just... Oh, God.
That was awesome.
That's because that bitch is flat. The pop is there, but the beer is flat.
I agree with you 100% on that. I'm just saying, when you try to paint something utopian...
Yeah.
I don't know if any of y'all listen to Dan Crenshaw.
I do not.
I do listen to a lot of Dan Crenshaw, and I think more politicians should be like Dan Crenshaw. But he talks, you know, he's Republican, okay? But he's gone on with Joe Rogan, battled Joe Rogan, and they've talked socialized medicine and stuff. And like, he's like, I'm not against it. I'm just against what the left is presenting.
Mm-hmm.
There's gotta be something
better. What they're presenting is sucking the innovation, the creative mindset of new medicine and stuff. It
stifles growth.
Yeah,
is what it does.
What they're doing. He's like, now I think that we could get to some kind of socialized medicine. It's just how you get there is not figured out yet. I just know it doesn't look like what they're pushing for.
You can't say we want what Canada wants and then overnight make it. It just
I don't want what Canada wants.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want what any other country wants, yeah. has or got. You know, I'm sorry. Anybody go, well, Canada, I love Canada. Get the fuck out of here and go. Damn it. There goes mine.
Wow. Everyone but Deacon Matt has got one on the board.
Listen. But that's, well, see, y'all got me all hyped up because I'm just like, I just hate when people are like, America sucks. I hate America. Like, get the hell out then. Leave. Nobody's keeping you here.
I agree to that statement.
Nobody's keeping you here. This is the greatest country on this earth, period. Debate me all day long. There's leftists that will.
If you asked me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what that flag up there stood for, like envisioning it, right?
I had to look to see what flag.
The Trump 2020 flag.
Yeah. For the listeners who can't see on Channel 3, it's an American flag.
American flag.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember in elementary school, like, you saw an American flag. You felt pride. You pride. Felt joy and, like, greatness, right?
Pause.
Hit it.
Pause. So I deliver to a school on Mondays. And as I was there this week, they did their morning announcement routines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know this is in Dinwiddie County?
Calling them out.
Shots fired.
I will. Sunnyside Elementary, if you want me to get right down on it.
Jesus.
They said the Pledge of Allegiance, but did not play the national anthem.
That, I believe which that's is a thing now.
That is yes. bullshit.
I don't think. Why
do you pledge? I've never understood why you pledge allegiance to a flag. It is a flag.
The flag is a representation of what America is.
But you should be playing the national anthem over the Pledge of Allegiance. 100%.
I mean, for me, at my
school. Fight me on it.
I mean, I'm about to flip this table, boys.
Don't do that.
This is a nice table.
I don't want to.
Thank you, Todd.
I don't want to say too much, but.
I'll say this. In elementary school, we didn't have the national anthem. Go ahead.
We did. Every morning.
We did not.
Every morning.
Really?
Yes.
That's a long song.
I can't remember that far.
No, we
did. We did both.
We went
morning.
To Donahoe Elementary Schools. Anybody listening went to Donahoe, you know damn well what we're talking
Cashel
about.
Cashel Donahoe Elementary.
You say Pledge of Allegiance, and it was immediately followed by the national anthem every morning.
Donahoe's near my house, right?
I think.
It's on airport.
I can't remember.
It's over off Old Hanover.
Closer to the Henrico.
Yeah. That's where If we would not move in the next year, that's where Mark
oh, really?
Would go. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Not Samson?
Yes, it is.
Or 7 pounds. Seven pounds.
Because I vote. Oh, I'm sorry. I voted for Donald Trump at Donahoe.
Mm.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Sorry.
I don't want to leak where you live too much. Does Verona High School?
I don't know.
I don't remember them playing it when I was there.
When I was there, they didn't. So I'm assuming.
Lee Davis did.
They did the national anthem. They did
Mechanicsville
not.
Mechanicsville High.
Yes. Sorry.
I could.
It was Lee Davis when I went. They did not do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't remember the Pledge of Allegiance.
But they did the national anthem.
I don't recall Hermitage doing it.
Either one.
I think it
Pledge
depends.
Of Allegiance. Don't remember the national anthem.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Someone fact check me.
It's a very weird thing to do, by the way. I agree with you. You put your hand over your heart and you pledge allegiance to a flag. And if it's weird.
What other country does that?
First I want to say most of them
pledges to a flag. No,
they all have a national anthem,
but there's no pledge to
think,
a flag.
I don't think any others pledge to it, their flag.
All right, bringing it around. The reason
any listeners out that listen outside of the U.S. please chime in. Ireland.
What happened?
The one time we really want information on this, you gotta come through for us.
Come in clutch.
Just send us a freaking DM.
What I was getting at is that flag stood for greatness and strength.
It still does.
Do you remember?
I don't believe it does.
When we were kids, remember the old Navy t-shirt with the flag on?
Yes.
Everybody freaking had one.
Yes. I don't know what has happened. I can't put my finger on it. You
personally don't think it stands for greatness?
I do. But I don't think that...
The other people.
Yeah, like the general concept of like the mid-90s, late, early 2000s, right? That flag was great. Everybody loved it.
Post 9/11.
Yes, it was.
The most patriotic we've ever
9/12.
Been. Yeah.
United.
We were united.
That's a plug.
Right? And I'm not saying we need great tragedy to become one country again, But I can foresee the future of great tragedy happening and us becoming united again. That's the only thing.
And the only thing I have to say about it, look what happened to this family.
I
mean, I'm not going to put our history out there.
But tragedy brings people together.
All three of us know.
Tragedy brings people together.
And it's also tore it apart.
Recently. It has tore it apart people too.
So,
yeah.
Well, it does both.
But I do agree. I think the flag stands for greatness.
I agree with that. Do you know that meme of like the muscly DOG? You know, like that's what I think of America 1990s. Yeah. Now we're the wimpy one, the shoveled in. Now I think we're the shriveled up one.
Well, not even like 90s. From like I'd say like 1930s to 90s. Yeah. I mean, it was a long stint.
Here's the thing. I think what it is, my opinion, is this entitlement bullshit comes in and people, I don't like my country. For some reason, people think that you have to embrace who they are to accept them. And that's not true. You can accept with not having to embrace a lifestyle. I believe I've said this before on one of our episodes, is like, you don't have to embrace blackness to want black
To sympathize with what they're trying to accomplish.
To have a fair starting point. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Another thing that I carry throughout all aspects of my life now is I can love... Man, that chocolate hits hard.
Dude, I'll get my wife to give your wife the massive cookie recipe there. It's a certain routine to get them right.
We've crushed a whole plate in like 4 minutes.
I think it's either 24 or 12. I'm pretty sure it's 24, and they're gone.
Definitely, because I've eaten four by myself.
Second one. I love people where they are, right? Mm-hmm. I can show compassion to people no matter what they believe. If you're as far less left as believing that you're transgender and that, you know, you're doing things that I personally would not do, I can still love you where you are. But that doesn't mean I have to
embrace it.
Embrace it. I can love you where you are.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
No, that, I agree with that. And that's why that's where I get so frustrated. It's like I like to put people like, you know, Trump's homophobic, he's whatever. I'm like, how? What policies has he put in effect?
Yep.
What policies has he put into effect? None. What policy has he tried to put in effect? None. Now, the left likes to carve out this, you know, like this healthcare issue that transgenders and stuff are hooting and hollering about. Like, but what's the deeper, why are they passing that? Does it have to do with transgenders? No, I don't think it does. There's something deeper.
Hmm. It's all about being heard.
Just like the Supreme Court turning down the Texas lawsuit case. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that there was no evidence. It was that it was unconstitutional to halt the election process. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the deeper conversation? And I always like to revert back to Dan Crenshaw. What he's doing with his big social media presence, he's almost like an influencer. But he's a congressman. You know what I mean? Like, but he's on Facebook every day.
Is he the
one
with one eye?
Yes.
Okay.
So
He's a man, dude. That is a man.
He's a majestic freedom.
He's like a unicorn.
Real quick, he's got a Captain America eye that he puts in, and then he has one with the Navy SEAL trident.
Oh, so he has some fake eyes?
Yes.
Ooh.
So
it's awesome.
I like him, Nick Fury.
Yeah. What I like that he does, though, is he's always on social media and all that. This is what happened in the House today. This is why I voted no, not because I don't believe in what it is. It's all the BS other bills that they've attacked. You know, come on. We got to think about elementary.
Did you say this? I don't know if you said this. I know I listen to a ton of podcasts. I don't believe any politician should have social media. None.
You don't think so?
None. Not at all.
I think
if you become a senator, you become a congressman, if you become a governor, no more Facebook, no more Twitter, nothing for you.
I think they should, because that's how we get our news now. So how do you get out? So in Dan Crenshaw's case specifically, this is where he can go into detail. I voted no on this bill because there was a bunch of BS attached to it. I believe in the policy itself, but I don't agree on all the bullshit they put on the back end of it.
So we
need to go back and revisit that.
Before we get into this beautiful stack of pod decks he's pulled out, what I'll say to that is we've seen what social media does to people like him. Yeah. They suppress his statement.
This is true. Well, and I think that's why that they need to redo the section, whatever the hell. I can't remember what it's called. 230?
Open to interpretation is what
230.
It is.
230? Mm-hmm. And which is a law that was made back in like 1996 when the internet was just coming out. It was originally, what they need to do is get rid of it altogether and then add to the Constitution, amend to the Constitution that freedom of speech also falls into the internet. Think about this. This was put on to me. You got places like Facebook, whatnot, right? Social media. They're making billions of dollars off of a platform that we paid to create.
We're the product of what it is.
Well, the internet was our parents' tax dollars.
Oh, I understand.
You know what I mean? So, it was created by the military for one, for things. And then now they use a system for free and make billions off of it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. For the internet.
A lot of people that do.
There are, but Amazon specifically, too. What about the brick and mortar people? I mean, they got to pay electric, whatever, you know. I'm not saying Facebook doesn't have a building somewhere to have all these servers and stuff.
Come up with a better idea. I mean.
But this is the digital age. Well, I'm not going to argue that.
Like,
but you're telling me that I can't post this on something that my tax dollars paid to create?
Well, all right,
who are you to do that?
So
this is free.
Flip it, zone. Right? It's free. But people don't realize that Facebook isn't there for us. It's there for the
Mark Zuckerberg and the board members to make money off of. Yes.
Mark's making money off of me, you, me.
Every single one of us.
Let me ask you at this table real quick. Yeah. Have you bought something because of an ad on Facebook?
You damn right I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The face masks that we wear at work, I bought those almost 4 years ago because of an ad for face shields, and I love them. I've liked them because I use them for fishing. But long story short, I bought those because of Facebook.
What really gets me, and this is going off the rails, is the ad. Speaking of the advertising, I bought Pedialyte yesterday. It, for my daughter. She's sick.
For you.
Yes. I need to rehydrate.
You're going to need it after tonight.
I'm good. But now, all day today, I've seen ads for Pedialyte. I didn't speak the word Pedialyte to anybody. I may have texted it to Lauren and say, hey, I'm running to CVS to get the Pedialyte.
They can see all of it.
And I'm like, that is just insane.
They can see it all.
I know.
I will say one.
If you read their terms and conditions,
it all. They see it all. They have access to your camera, your phone calls, your text
messages. Only if you allow access.
Yep. Now.
But if you decline access, you can't use the app.
Yes, you can. You just can't upload a picture.
I'm not saying Facebook, but I downloaded an app the other day and it wanted access to like some shit. I'm like, what the hell does this app need to get to my pictures for? Because it's got no reason to be in my picture. So I declined everything. Like, I declined permission. Won't let me in.
You have an Android, and it should tell you what they specifically need that for. If you go in and look at them.
I'm not scrolling through the fine print. I just know.
I'm not saying in the terms and conditions. I'm saying on the download page when it says it needs access to this, and
this. You can say yes or no to it.
But it'll tell you, so, like, if it were Facebook, for instance, and it said it needs access to your camera and your gallery, it would say to upload photos from your gallery or to take new pictures live in the app.
I don't get that. That's going to be in fine print somewhere.
But what I'm getting at is if I say Charmin Ultra 10 times at this table, I guarantee every single one of our phones is going to have an ad. Yeah,
it probably will just off the one time, honestly.
Definitely. Yeah. Text me tomorrow. I'll be waiting for it around 9 o'clock. I guarantee you. I'll get a text from all y'all saying, I got
Charmin
it.
Ultra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jason, you got more?
I think it's ready for Mod.
You really do have a lot over there.
Well, see, he opened Pandora's box over here. We talked about America and the flag. Yeah, y'all realize that America's only 244 years old. It's literally only 3 generations old.
Oh yeah,
if you think about it.
Well, so let's finish this up. I want to hear some questions.
I want to move on.
I got some FNKs I'm really excited for.
This is for next time.
When people complain about racism, right? Oh, well, No. When you run across an old black gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
He he went through some stuff, right? Yeah.
Some real racism.
So, like, when people like it, it's not in today's society. You got to remember, if anybody's over the age of 60, they've seen it.
They've seen it in their lifetime.
They've seen it
absolutely.
In their lifetime.
Absolutely.
So,
whether it be segregation, whether it be the stuff we're going through now, I mean, whether it be anything prior,
yeah.
Right?
But yeah. I'm not saying yeah. If you're over 60, you've seen lynching. What I'm saying is, a little bit of grace goes a very far way when we're talking about race, because with a country that's only 200 plus years old,
244,
we've seen it.
We
haven't seen it because we're young, but
think about this. 244 years. We're the youngest country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
mm-hmm. The superpower country in this world. Okay. Okay. What? You don't think we're a superpower?
No, we are. Absolutely are.
Youngest
superpower. We got the big guns.
Youngest superpower country.
I don't know.
What would be another younger one?
Russia?
They're older than us.
Russia?
Russia itself? No, is not. It was the USSR.
It's all
the Soviet Union. That was not Russia.
Same thing.
From the Russian comrades.
Somebody say, they say that the Soviet Union still lingers over there. All there too, so. We're not going to dabble in that. But what I'm saying is, in 244 years, we're the only country to give absolute freedom. All right? People talk about slavery. Oh, God. Well, we had slaves. Well, who didn't have slaves?
There's still slaves out there today.
It is a stain on our American history, sure. But within...
That was not a burp either. That was a yawn.
But
what the hell?
With less than 100 years of us declaring independence, less than 100 years...
Got rid of it.
We got rid of slavery. What other country's done that? And then a little bit after that...
We've had the most radical change. I'll agree to that.
Of any other country. And you're talking about, well, they should have never had slaves back then. The whole world had slaves back then. In the 1800s, there's not a country that didn't have slaves. Our founding fathers in the 1700s, you can find it in their journals and stuff. They didn't want slaves. They couldn't figure out how to
get rid of them.
Now, modernization has gotten rid of slaves across the world, right? We don't need people picking cotton because we got farm equipment to do it now. You know, we don't need Egyptians, they don't have people building their buildings and slaves building their buildings anymore because they got equipment.
I believe there's a document that said it was the Hebrews that were building it. I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying? They had slaves.
Yeah.
Slaves built the pyramids. Time. What? Y'all just.
I'm trying to talk and I just can't get a word in because you're so damn loud.
Spit it out then. Cut it out.
Why does no social justice warrior believe the words that came out of Abraham Lincoln's mouth himself, that if he could have ended the Civil War without freeing a single slave, he would have done it.
Oh, they do.
But the right, which he was a Republican.
Yeah.
No, he was a Democrat.
He was a Republican. Abraham Lincoln's a Republican.
Was he?
Google it. I'm telling you.
All right. I think it's time to change gears. Let's
I agree with what you're saying. speak of the devil, right?
Really?
So,
like, do you have some podcast?
Yeah, let's move on. We're dabbling. Let's change gears.
I want to hear. Let's change gears. Matt, Blake, Josh, let's welcome y'all back into the podcast here. Jesus,
that's like I'm trying to go home. I gotta work in the morning.
I'll be honest with you. It is 9:04 right now, boys, and Mallory hasn't texted me, so I'm like,
you're enjoying it.
No.
How much trouble am I going to be in?
How much trouble am I for saying what I just said?
Let's be honest. We will bring Matt back on because I'm already having fun, but we're going to do some Poddex.
Yes.
And then he's got an FMK.
Sponsored by Poddex, powered by Poddex, and we're going to go counterclockwise. So I'm going to ask the question. Matt's going to answer Jason, then Josh, then myself.
Let's go.
All right. We already asked this one once, but it's been a while. So, and Matt's here. So, Matt, what is left on your bucket list? Just go.
I really don't have a bucket list.
Okay.
I would like to say that For me, finances are a huge thing. I want to own my house free and clear by the time I'm 50.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Jason?
One bucket list item?
Yeah. Or just like something that you want to accomplish. Not necessarily a bucket list. Just something big.
I'd like to start some kind of restaurant.
Sassy cooking is the gateway.
I'm hoping
that's going to open a lot of doors.
I'm hoping so. I mean, I don't know if it'd be food truck or restaurant. I mean, I want to do I have a service of exchange cash for food, a good quality food.
Yeah.
All right,
Josh.
How that ends up, I don't know.
I'd like to get to the point in my life where I truly love what I do for a living.
Okay, that's a good one.
I feel like right now I'm just getting by.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can definitely understand that.
I don't know if you'll ever be truly happy doing something for your life.
I think eventually I will be.
I feel sometimes doing what we do is a means to happiness sometimes. Now, that's not saying we have to work in shambles of conditions or do a bad job.
Yeah.
But my worth is not in my work. My worth is in my family and everything that I touch outside of it.
Yeah. Mine would be, I want to see like all the U.S. national parks before I die.
Ooh, I like that.
That's interesting. You Price. Always come in clutch with some weird,
you know. I mean, I'm big. I worked for the National Park Service. Yeah, state park, but going yes. Close enough. And I got Bryce hooked on. We're watching wild stuff on. We're watching elk on YouTube. Yeah. Now we're watching snowboarding across. Like we're watching the people snowboard out of helicopters in Chile earlier, and I'm just like, you're going to be the greatest action person ever. All right, next question.
So, yeah, real quick. I had a buddy in high school. We did the aptitude test. Do y'all remember doing those?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't remember doing them.
I had a buddy of mine who said he would be a stunt double on his aptitude test. I was like, are you serious? I want that job.
Yeah.
Is he a stunt double?
Are you crazy and want brain damage?
Stunt double, Lord.
All right. We're all dads here. So what is the funniest thing you've seen your kid or a kid do?
I mean, I'm going to have you do Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to friend you on Snapchat so I can just, I mean, every day, this oldest one, he's 5 now.
Yeah.
It just the funniest stuff. I mean, you've heard the stories of Liam and all that. Like, just the old Bill Cosby saying, I know he's not popular now, of kids say the darndest things. It's so true because it's so funny. Like, last night, he's looking in the mirror at himself and he's going, ho, 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 I'm Santa. And this kid's a twig. This kid is an absolute twig, and it was a minute plus long video of him acting like Santa, and he's 5, man. It's just hilarious, yeah. And it's a very wholesome thing to watch,
yeah.
Because you know we don't do things because it's not socially accepted, or we don't act that way because it's just weird, right? Nah, he's a kid; he don't care. Beauty,
yeah.
Of watching,
they just have no idea.
Yeah,
innocence.
What's so yours?
Just innocence.
Every day, is
Jason.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're going hot take around here. Okay?
Funniest thing, man, I can't put my finger on a specific thing.
That's okay.
There's just so many.
When we're together.
In the moment, it's like, that is freaking hilarious.
And then you look back and it's like they just triple it or double it.
Well, then you kind of forget about it and you're like, well.
I'm one of those parents, so this is going to sound horrible. And Marie might agree with me. She may not want to publicly, but me and her both have a foul mouth. Okay, her mouth is actually a little fouler than mine, though.
I think she's got you beat.
But the kids pick up and use the words. Jace
did that with me one time.
The F word?
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing.
Yeah. I picked him up from school or something. We were pulling back in the neighborhood, and I said, are you effing kidding me or something like that?
Oh, you know you want to say it.
And he's in the back seat and just like blurts it right out. The exact sentence I just said.
Fire truck.
And this is just last year, I think. It wasn't like he was like 3 years old. He was.
And see, I find that comical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get judged like, oh, you don't stop your chip. No, we love doing they say it just as much as we do.
I try to get Liam to say stuff like that, and he just won't do it.
And Jace is over there dropping F-bombs like us.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
In one sentence.
The You said that snap from our memory, from your memories. Not it was last week, I think, of
with
Liam.
Liam.
Yeah, I was rolling laughing at that,
dude. So that car ride. Well, was it the car ride one?
No, it was, you were babysitting him, I think.
Yeah,
you were
he was like, "Hi, Bill," talking about my dad, saying hi to my dad because he had just met my niece and nephew, and they had played.
Yeah.
And so I have one for, like, each of y'all's kids. Well, not yours, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
but
okay.
Jace dropped. He said shit in the car. And it was just, Liam was just like, ooh. You know Liam's facial expressions, though. And it just, like, I just dialed up and was like, all right, Jace, you can't say that. Like,
don't tell my son he can't say it because
God.
I say he
he'll drop
say
it again on you.
Look, okay, he's under my supervision, my rules, damn it. Liam's, I have two. So one was, I cannot say what he said, and I will never say what he said, but he said something very bad with Josh, and I remember he repeated it with you. You said it, and we both, and he just said it. I mean, you can take your mind wherever you want, but he just said this, and we were both just like, Liam, you cannot say that, and he, like, got so scared.
He got scared, because we were like, oh, God.
It's an off-air thing, but
I need to write that down.
So then, a second thing with Liam is one time we were in the car with y'all, and
I
we were like, I was talking with him, and he was just like, that's also my snap memories, it just popped up.
Is that
and
the one where?
He was like, you're an eagle!
Yeah,
and I was like, what?
That
he
was after
like,
Will's 30th birthday?
Maybe?
I think so.
He was like, you're a golden eagle. You can fly anywhere. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Stepbrother stuff over here.
And that's like, Bryce isn't at that stage yet where they just
come up.
I'm a peacock. You can't let me fly.
Bryce isn't at that stage yet where like he says that stuff. And I can't wait. But Bryce did something a couple weeks ago. My cousin was in town. And he hasn't ever done it before. But he was walking or he was sitting down. And next thing you know, he, like, goes to his belly and then just gets up and starts bear crawling so fast that, like, his legs couldn't catch up, but his arms were freaking moving. And, like, he's never done it before. Never seen a bear crawl. But we just died laughing because it was just, like, the craziest thing. So, there's that one. The next question would be, because you're a runner, and no offense, you just seem a little different. Do you count your steps?
I used to.
Did you have a Fitbit?
Full disclosure, I used to use a Fitbit on route.
Okay, yeah.
And
Roger used to do that.
Yeah, Roger and I used to talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I would make jokes with Mallory about how I can get to 10,000 steps before she even gets to work in the morning. So, like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
We start so early and, like, we're hustling first thing, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you knock out your hardest stuff before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I would be, like, 24, 25,000 steps a day. Which in my stride length is every bit of 4-5 miles a day, easy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So when I'm sure in your building you see a lot of potbelly people,
mm-hmm.
right? I just never comprehend it because if I'm over here walking 5 miles a day, every day, busting it out,
yeah.
How do we have that?
Yeah.
So yes,
I agree with
I
you.
I used to. I don't.
I used to use my Fitbit also. So.
Because they're stopping at Wendy's and Burger King.
That's what it
and
is.
It's, I will say it's
you
very easy
if you
to
don't
do
cut
though.
That out.
It's all.
I have.
You're going to look like
them. I have turd sniffer. Trying to refrain from the F bombs.
That's the problem with America.
And I will tell you, when I first started, I would never stop. Because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to get done. And now it's like I've mastered it. And I'm like, oh, I got 10 minutes to spare. Let me just go hit this place up real quick. And
I don't stop for lunch.
I know.
Unless I text him and he's like, yeah, I'm around the corner. Let's hook up.
Yeah.
Me, it's all finances. Like, I am like, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And for me.
Because you're like, oh, it's just once. It's just once.
And
then,
next thing you know, it's $50 a week.
Yeah,
and $50 a week is $500-$600 a year. And that's why I stopped eating. I didn't stop eating one route. I stopped buying one route.
Yeah.
I'm anorexic.
I know you don't move as much being in a smaller workplace, but do you count
on his chair all day, his little stool.
Do you count your steps? I could see you doing it also, honestly. I really could.
I got no desire to count my steps. I know I
count myself.
I'm not sitting still all day. I'm walking around.
Yeah, you're just in smaller area.
I probably walk
us.
Just as much as y'all do, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, the only time I sit down
just
is
just big circles around vehicles.
That's all. I mean, I've had it.
We can all agree. I think the term for every single one of this table is industrial athlete.
There we
yes.
go.
Yeah, there yeah. it is. That's that training.
Josh, you. Have you ever counted yours?
When I was on an Android phone, it would tell me, but I didn't. Like I didn't. Lauren was at a. She had a Fitbit at the time, and she was like, "Well, this is how many I did." And I just pulled mine up and be like, "That's a joke."
Sorry,
yeah.
But I mean, I didn't care. I just did it to kind of, in a sense, motivate her a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. I like that.
All right, next question.
Well, you didn't answer.
Oh, I did. I said it with Matt.
Yeah, that's right.
Who would you most like to sit next to on a 10-hour flight, and why?
My wife.
Well, you're not the first.
Honestly, nobody. I just want some peace and quiet.
Just some quiet.
I mean,
a 10-hour nap would be great.
The right answer is Elvis Presley. We all know it, right? Everybody wants to hear from the great late. But I love peace and quiet. I'll be honest with you. I love my family. I love every aspect of it. But nobody.
That's why he's a fishing man.
Yep.
I'm the opposite.
Who are you going to sit beside?
I'm going to sit beside my wife.
All
right. Because I don't like flying.
I love my wife. I want peace. She can sit in the row behind me.
I need two somebody. Rows back. I'm going to need somebody to calm me down. I'm going to need somebody to calm me down.
Oh, really?
It's not necessarily about the flight itself. It could be on a train.
This sounds so, I don't know if the right word is cliche, but I enjoy
quality. I understand that, but don't use the excuse, I need somebody to calm me down.
I feel very comforted when my wife is around. I enjoy, like, when we go out together, sometimes I enjoy just driving around with her. We got nowhere, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
dude, I feel like we just all lost points on this.
That's a little.
I just like drive. She. It's weird. I've been thinking about this lately, but she is my best friend. I've got no,
Oh, without a like, my wife since we were 18 has been saved in my phone as best friend.
Yeah,
literally, I just showed Blake a text message. He can attest. She is in my phone as best friend.
No, nothing else. No, I understand.
Never
that.
Has been anything.
It doesn't say side piece.
Nope.
All right. I'm getting yelled at later. Let's see. I need to make Marie mad now.
Who would I pick?
You're not going to make her mad.
Is it dead or alive?
Yeah, I don't care. Celeb, anybody. It's anybody.
Chester.
Chester Bennington?
Chester.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Matthew
McConaughey. I feel like we'd have
Matthew
a lot.
McConaughey.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right, last one. Then we got to wrap it up. What slogan or jingle got stuck in your head forever?
Welcome to Fast.
Welcome to Moe's.
Yeah. Everybody does that. Didn't CC start that? Welcome to CC's.
I don't know.
I think just any catchy jingle, like even like the Hershey's, not Hershey's, but the Kisses little ding ding a ling.
Oh yeah,
that commercial that pops up.
The Christmas commercial they did.
Yeah. So like a good neighbor.
So any catchy slogan.
Yeah,
nothing from like a movie or anything.
I mean, I can't. I'll be honest. Like, we'll just be out in the ether, right? Doing anything, it just pops in my head.
Yeah,
I don't have a specific one. It's just
I know there's so many that get stuck in your head throughout time, and then they eventually go away, and you forget completely about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being in my industry though, like taking like some of the insurance jingles and making.
I'm sure that's hilarious.
Leela, like, hey man. What's it, Allstate, you're in good hands, right? You're in good hands. They got you in good hands. That's what they're doing to farmers. You right there. Bum, 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 bum. Farmers have seen a thing or two. They keep screwing everybody. That's how they know everything.
Do you have one?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Really?
Well, the whole idea of them is
not even your right, not even that, the yeah, ones that are running right now.
I got an old one for you.
Anyone wow. with...
Where's the beef?
Yep.
Farmers. See, I just have a quote from a movie. But it's like it's always been in my head for the longest time. You ever seen You, Me, and Dupree with Owen Wilson?
That's been a long time, but I have seen it.
Find your innerness.
Find your innerness.
Innerness.
Cess.
I like what it's you did there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No, I actually had a guy.
That was over my head.
This is actually ironic. One of my buddy's dads. Who works for the same company I do now, made me a t-shirt back in high school that had his logo,
his little best man patch in the wedding in the movie had the logo on the front and on the back. It said, find your inner Ness. And now I work for the same freaking company.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
But no, that movie is like my favorite.
You mean
and that
Dupree.
Quote has always stuck in my head.
That was Owen Wilson and who was the other guy?
Matt Dillon. And
Dupree was Owen Wilson.
What am I getting that mixed up with? I'm thinking of the one with Jim Carrey.
And who else?
He has like multiple personalities.
Oh, that was me, myself, and Irene.
That's it. Okay. I was getting those two mixed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, babe, let's watch movie night. She was like, what? I was like, you mean the priest? She was like, what? That movie's terrible. And I was like, are you serious right now? It's the best freaking movie ever.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
That's a good one.
But I think that's all we got.
I have one FMK.
No. I have the FMK.
Let's do it. He brought one. Let the guest do it and save yours.
Well, we'll do mine too.
Let's do them both.
All right, then we'll wrap it up. We got to wrap it up. We're at 2 hours. We got to wrap it up.
Tis the season for giving.
All right.
We're just giving them all the right.
Give, speaking of giving, FS 2020.
You already said it on this part.
I know, but I don't care. All right,
come on.
So, FMK, we got Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
All right, we're making this tough, boys. Scarlett Johansson. Jennifer Lawrence.
Emma Watson.
Nope. Anna Kendrick.
Okay. I had those two and Emma Watson, so we'll just not do mine.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
All right.
How did that happen?
Who wants to go? I'm ready. I'm dialing.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
So. Oh, God dang it.
You said J-Law, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anna Kendrick. That's a tough one. I'm going to kill Anna Kendrick. I know.
He's offended already.
I know.
I'm backing you on that. I cannot stand her voice.
Okay, so I'm going to kill her. And this is the tough one. I had it planned out with the other two. I think.
Hold on. Let me unsubscribe from the Shane Edmonds show real quick.
Hold on. Take away that review.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to marry Skojo.
All right.
And I'm going to F Jennifer Lawrence, only because I've seen the cloud. All right, we got to quiet down some real quick to finish this
Sorry.
All right. Well, you going? Who's going?
No, you go. You go.
I'm going to marry Jennifer Lawrence. Was it Scarlett Johansson and who else?
Anna Kendrick.
You already said you're killing Anna, yeah. So you've got a F ScarJo.
No, I think I'm going to change it up. I don't find Scarlett Johansson attractive. I'm a killer. Sorry.
All right.
That was a bigger turn than I thought it was.
Left to F Anna Kendrick.
Josh. I thought you hated her voice.
All right. The last saving grace.
I can put shove a sock in there.
Ball gag, anything. I mean, hey. We're getting kinky.
It's only one time.
We're running the deacon out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly still haven't come up with one, but I'm just let's fly here. I'm going to kill. Scarlett.
All right.
I'm going to F J-Law.
Yeah, my man.
And I'm going to marry Anna Kendrick.
Thank you.
Do you match that?
I don't match it. I will marry Anna Kendrick. I will say that for sure.
She just seems so homely,
right? In a good way.
You think so?
Yeah. And then I'm going to kill J-Law, and I'm going to.
I've had a crush on J-Law since she broke into the movie scene.
Me too.
I'm just like, I can't.
She plays such a badass role.
She does, especially in
the Hunger Games series.
Like, she could kick my ass. I'd be okay with it.
Do y'all have, I brought this up, because Anna Kendrick is my celebrity crush. Like, okay. That's why I said.
Is that your hall pass?
That's my hall pass.
Okay.
Do you have a hall pass, anybody?
No.
No?
What is a hall pass? I can't believe the Deacon has a hall pass.
Like, if you could, we're supposed to be wrapping this up, but let's wrap it up
on Hall Pass.
So, like, if Marisa, you can go and hook up with anybody you want, it's that one person. Like, if you had the chance to make it happen.
This is unrealistic. This is specifically celebrity
Hall Pass.
Because some people have Hall Passes.
Oh, they do.
For real life shit.
Yeah.
I do not condone a Hall Pass.
But neither do I.
Isn't there a movie about that?
There is a movie about that.
It's called Hall Pass.
Yeah.
I guess what I ask is does anybody have a celebrity crush?
A celebrity crush?
I got too many to count. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just going to... Blake Lively.
Okay.
She's a good one.
Oh, my God. Something about her just gets me going.
I don't... Man, I rotate out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
You see somebody in a certain like movie or role, and you're like,
my current celebrity crush, and I'm not going to be able to watch this anymore, is the, I don't even know her name, this is bad, but the girl in the Mandalorian.
Oh, that was the alternative for my FMK.
What is
Gina?
Gina something. Yes. Yeah.
She's in Fast 6.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She was.
But you know what I'm talking about. Dude. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Ass kicking woman.
I'm gonna shake your hand on that one.
Yeah, so that's like a, you know, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore, and I guess that's why I don't have any.
I don't know. I don't even watch anybody. I mean, if it's not real, who cares?
No, everybody answered. You got to answer.
God.
You just don't want to.
If it's Scarlett Johansson in the Black Widow outfit, then, I mean, we got a deal.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, Carrie Underwood. I'd probably say Carrie Underwood.
Good Lord.
She's just awesome.
Miranda Lambert. See, I could pick one for each category.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is true.
What's the new girl?
The new girl.
Gabby Barrett? Kelsey Ballerini?
How'd you know?
All right. Well, we were like... Thanks for joining in on a whopping 2-hour series here, Matt.
I don't think I'll get an invite back.
The new girl is Zooey Deschanel.
You will get an invite back. I don't know if you'll be allowed back from your side.
Yeah.
Maybe not my side either, because I'm already getting summoned.
Our wives are going to kill us.
The best part is, y'all, we started an hour earlier than normal. Still finishing at the same time as we do usually. Man. It's been a good night, though. Let's go ahead and take it on home, boys.
As a reminder, everybody, as we wrap up the episode, please use FS2020 to save some type of money on the free shipping. That's what FS stands for.
Free shipping 2020. Once 2021 hits, it's no longer valid.
Correct. It ends New Year's Eve.
It does.
Thank you for listening.
Well, thanks, guys. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time.
Peace.
Who let us on here?
Bottle Back Ends.